This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
I'm guessing that they tested this equipment, I hope. Hello.
Hello, are we on?
Hello. Hello, hi there.
Are we on across the country now?
Well, are we on in this building?
Hello. Hey, you know what? I seriously had this thought when I came in today. It's raining, and you remember the one time we got the flooded basement here?
Yeah.
That wreaked havoc with the wiring.
Yeah, and that led to my breakdown.
I remember that, and then I remember seeing the pictures of downstairs where there was like a foot of water.
No, listen,
water.
We got to tell you what happened yesterday. But first, would it be a Friday if I didn't have to put a pet down?
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, listen, I'm not being a super downer. It's just, it's a fact that today it's my cat. My message would be don't take your pet to a vet on Friday.
Yeah. Bad luck Friday.
Friday's the unlucky day.
Black Friday.
You walk in because the cat has not been eaten for a couple of days, got kind of death breath, no pun intended there, and you get the news right away. You know, they put her through the luggage thing, like when you're going at the airport.
The little x-ray machine, right? You know? Yeah.
Tumor City.
This was Furball.
Very sorry about Furball.
That's okay. I am too. Yeah. And it's the difference between dogs and cats. You have more of a link with the dogs, especially with Colonel Klink. Mm-hmm. But the cats are in. Rob, I'm sure whatever you want to say is very important. What?
How old was Furball? Furball had been around forever.
Thank you. Your birthday stuff's coming up.
Oh, it's Rob's birthday today, too.
I'll be waiting without.
Okay. Just stand by. She was 16. The cat was 16. So, anyway, that's kind of a sad way to start the day, but it wouldn't be Friday. I've now officially run out of animals.
Yeah.
I said that to Janet.
Well, these animals are coming to the end of their life expectancy,
Everybody's
too.
Coming to the finish line.
And the cat didn't suffer all that much then, right?
No.
Okay, good.
Just like a couple of weeks. So, anyway, here's to you.
Sorry about that. Sucks.
Yeah. Here's to you, Furball. But I'm bucking it up here.
I'm not sure I can.
I'm here with you. I can only imagine what you would have gone through today, Mike, if you showed up and you were here and said, well, Don's not here because his cat died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
I mean, listen, even the biggest cat lover in the world is going to say, God, what a pussy, no pun intended. You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, you have had a bit of a run on this lately. Yeah. You know, it does seem. But safe home for
all. Yep, I agree. They all had wonderful lives. All of my animals, Brandy and Clink and Max and Rudy and now Furball.
Yep.
And that's it. So listen, where were we yesterday?
We were as far as we knew, we were doing a show when everything went kaflooey.
We were talking to Sue.
I think we did a half hour of show and everything went
we actually, you and I ended up doing along with Buzz, of course, ended up doing about 45 minutes of show.
We did about 10 minutes of a show to nobody.
Yeah.
We were enjoying it.
Oh, a lot.
Nobody told us that we were not on the air. Our apologies to you out there listening, you cats listening. Sorry about yesterday. In a very rare move of conscience, yesterday, powers that be at CBS called us and apologized to us.
Very rare that it goes that direction. It's usually the other way.
Because, in essence, here's what happened. You have another one of the $7 an hour employees sitting on the button at CBS saying, and they're telling this person that makes the same amount of money as the person that makes your Whopper, they're saying, the license of the station is in your hands. Don't let anything dirty through. Mm-hmm. Now, trust me, we've been at it long enough. Mike and I dance around this stuff. You know, Jesus Christ, we read the rule books, even the amended and abridged rule books.
And we were dancing around that conversation with that lady yesterday. Mm-hmm. And, well, unfortunately, usually in a circumstance where we are dancing on the wrong side of the dance floor, someone will come in and alert us to the fact. That was not the case yesterday. And well, that is the beginning of the problem with this.
Here's the deal. The management people that heard it thought, this is good radio. There's no problem. These guys are having fun with a 60-year-old woman.
Which we were.
And the person that was running the dump button, every time, for instance, the word oral was said, would just start hitting the dump button. And they only have so much delay built up. And eventually, the person, her finger must be bloody today, hit the button so much that the delay ran out and it fried the delay unit.
Wow.
It actually has to catch up when they hit that. And you can hit it to such a point where it doesn't catch up. But it usually will always come back and we will get back online. That didn't happen yesterday.
So
we didn't know this, incidentally, when we were sitting here flapping our gums and jabbering away. We had no idea what was going on.
We had absolutely zero idea.
All right.
So they've gone to commercial, and all our stations on the network have gone to commercial. And we're still talking to this woman when finally somebody comes in and says, hey, we're not on the air. You know, we've not been on the air for like 10 minutes.
Now, at that point, they just tell us that. They tell us that we're not on the air. We have no idea
what
the reason is. No one has said anything to us about a delay. No one has said anything about dumping out. Nobody has said any. We figure might want to be one of the myriad of little technical snafus that come out of this building.
I said to Mike, I'm looking over here. I said, you know what? I'm not really sure what all these buttons do over here, but I know that this one is flashing red. That can't be a good sign, right?
That's not good.
So we thought it was a problem with our equipment here.
And we're waiting for the dance that was going to ensue, which means we don't have an engineer on the premises out here. And, you know, what's going
to
happen?
They go to the emergency mode. Then we find out, hold on a second, it's the dump person. So Mike and I start going ballistic about, wait a minute.
Yeah, because we didn't know we'd been dumped.
First off, did we not know that we'd been dumped? Mm-hmm. We said nothing. We know the rules. We know how to dance the dance. We know how to play the game. There was nothing said with that woman yesterday that by anybody's stretch of the imagination was obscene or was dirty. You can say the word oral. You can say the word anal. For God's sakes, we run a commercial every hour on this radio station that says the word teat 8,000 different ways if you want a boob job with the morning show.
Right.
So this is really not the point. The point is you had someone who doesn't really understand what we're doing.
Who has the fear of God put into them because they stand over them and say, you're responsible, Pee Wee Herman.
Right. Yeah, and then she pushes the button so much that it ends up frying a circuit, literally, so that first off we have no delay, and then we go, okay, so we got no delay. We'll take no phone calls. And then the next thing is, well, hold on, we got to work on the relay back to the studio. We don't even know if you guys can go on the air.
Right.
Then they said, how would you feel about doing the show on the telephone?
Well, that always sounds so good.
Uh-huh. You know. And at that point, we just, you know, can you just, can we please fix it? Please. But they apologized. Yeah. That's the point. The monkeys at CBS actually apologized to it. That's
we frame that when that happens. When you get an apology from the management at CBS, you frame it.
Yeah.
They actually frame it.
They said there was nothing wrong with that segment. There was nothing wrong with the content in that segment. There was nothing that was dumpable in that segment. If anything, perhaps they would have maybe nudged us on the shoulder to say, slow down a little bit. Mm-hmm.
But the two breakdowns occurred with not a nudge, which we should get. Someone should let us know what's going on if there's something that's you know, causing anyone consternation. And secondly, the fact that, you know, the equipment got screwed up because of the overzealous hitting of the dump button. I mean, that fried it. I mean, it really.
And then it gets embarrassing.
It was ridiculous.
You got to think. I was just sitting there with Mike going, yesterday, can you imagine what people listening to this must have heard? It must have just been chop, 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 chop. Then, from what I can discern, that old tape we have of Don Pardo from a Saturday Night Live record.
Then commercials.
Then commercials. And then we're sitting there, and we go, are we ready to go on the air? And all of a sudden, they're playing a Honk for Cash tape.
Right.
And the red light is still flashing in the studio.
So we chalked that up to another day, another experience.
Yeah, we thought we'd try again today.
Everything hopefully is working today.
We'll try to do better today.
Functioning today?
Yeah, everything was functioning yesterday. The problem was just, you know, and gosh, Mike, I hate to go against my whole Hillary thing. Frankly, it's a problem when you have a woman with her finger on the button. Really? This would be your problem yesterday.
Yeah.
It wasn't even 3 a.m.
Vagina!
How dare you, Don Geronimo?
See, the delay system is set up to be hit like maybe, I don't know, four. They think if you hit the delay four times in a minute, that someone must just be dropping the F-bomb left and right. And at that point, they're going to abort what they're talking about.
Right. Yeah.
Well, because we were saying the word oral and talking to that nice lady, Sue, the 61-year-old lady who had never had that with her husband, every time the word was said, she would hit it. And then to make sure she'd hit it again. And then I remember Rob has a sign on the door for the people that run Best Of. And it says, you ever seen that sign on the door that says,
I have.
Make corporate happy, hit the dump button four times.
Four times.
So she, every time she was hitting it four times.
In the airline industry, they call that redundancy now, on an airplane, if you manufacture an airplane.
Anybody who knows anything about mechanics or even simple engineering knows if you have something that's built to work maximum six times in a short period of time, if you push that circuitry, and I'm not talking about advanced circuitry, I'm talking about stuff you learned in high school, if you hit that thing like 45 times in a minute, the whole system is just going to go belly up on you.
Yeah, it's like screwing with your stereo.
Yeah. Don't do that.
I mean, you do it too many times and you screw it up. But I'm not an engineer, so I don't know what the hell's going on.
I'm not either, but it works today.
Yeah, I'm glad it works. I'm very glad it works. So to Sue, my apologies to Sue. You know, I know CBS apologized to us. My apologies to lovely young Sue, 41 years married.
Me too, Mike.
She was a lovely lady, and we had a wonderful conversation with her.
We were just getting to the good part.
Yes.
She was just telling us all the stuff that she had never done and that her husband had never done.
The soft, chewy inner cookie.
And see, even right there, I'm sure that they're saying, oh, my God.
Here they go again.
Yeah. No, come on, guys.
Lighten up, really.
Please, would you just trust us, for God's sake?
Lighten up, Francis.
I think we've done okay running this thing for the last 23 years. Trust me, I'm not going to take the last, 10 weeks and drive it off a cliff. And Mike's got the rest of his career, and Buzz got the rest of his career hanging on this. If we're sitting here having
sex talk,
literal sex talk with a 61-year-old woman.
Didn't know you were going to put talk on the end of it.
All right. If we're having sex with a 60-year-old woman on the air, then maybe someone should step in and say no. And at that point, Mike would or Buzz would. But, hey, we didn't do nothing. The sweetest part, though, I got to tell you, it's never happened the whole time we've worked for this company.
It's very nice when they know that they've made a boo-boo, isn't it?
They said, wow, this is awful. We're sorry. Really, that's all they said. We're sorry. Mike was standing across the room. I looked at the phone, incredulous, like, sorry.
Oh, my God.
That's the big thing to do. That's nice.
They must have been drinking. That's all I can think. They must have been drinking. Somebody was doing shots. Sorry.
How rare. What was wrong with the segment? Absolutely nothing.
It was actually quite charming.
Yeah, why was it dumped? It was a mistake.
The lady was having a little fun. It was sweet. It was light.
I mean, that we were saying this stuff. Why was it dumped? I don't know. We're sorry. I mean, we've never been put in that position with the company before. It's a tough position to argue when they just say they're sorry.
Yeah,
speaks to that whole Darth Vader reputation we have around the company. I think that's what it is.
They're sorry, and we're sorry.
And we are.
And most importantly, everything's working so we can celebrate Robbie's birthday.
I was so upset I just didn't have time to get him a gift.
Oh, darn.
Didn't you really?
You know what?
I even reminded you yesterday.
You reminded me last night, and then it was home.
Had a little extra time.
And then this morning I had a furniture delivery.
Did you really?
For Rob?
No.
Oh.
No, for me. I have my new mattress. I have my new mattress, and they said 8 a.m. to noon window.
Uh-huh.
And so they didn't get there until 12:30.
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, I told Rob what my sister has said to me many times, I will hit you next week.
Oh.
I didn't even have time to go to the ATM.
But he remembered.
Huh?
You remembered.
Well, I remembered because Don told me yesterday.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
There you go, boy. I forgot yours last year. There you go. Go to where you like to be. There you go.
Look at that lovely wrapping paper.
There's no present better than this.
That up. There you go.
Cool.
Take that microphone now. Make it your own.
You got him something at Elizabeth Arden?
Looks like it.
I guess that's where the bag came
from. Bag?
Very nice.
Open it.
Cool. It's something Elvis.
It looks like a decanter.
It is.
Is it a decanter?
It is.
It is, man.
It is the 1968 Elvis Bourbon decanter, and judging by its weight, Don, it's still full.
It's got booze in it?
It has some beverage in it.
That is really excellent.
Does it say what booze is in it?
It would be bourbon.
Really?
Let me tell you a story.
Might be Jack.
Can I tell you a story, Mike?
Are you reading the back of the box?
I'm just going to tell you a story.
I read the back of the box.
In the world of music, There's never been any doubt who is the king of rock and roll, the one and only Elvis. Once Elvis exploded onto the scene in the mid-1950s, popular music would never be the same.
I know it's your birthday. Would you just do me one favor? Would you open it up and just screw his head off and drink out of his neck?
That's sure. All we really want to see.
Just say the booze that's in there. Is it bourbon?
It will be bourbon. That's
the whole time I've known Rob, I've wanted to get him an Elvis decanter. It's the 1968 Elvis decanter.
So is this like original made in 1968?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, how cool is that? Oh, that's the leather jacket. That's his TV special.
That's the Elvis that he loves the best.
McCormick limited edition straight bourbon whiskey.
Now, hold on a second. Is the seal broken?
Doesn't look like it.
No.
Oh, see, if he breaks the seal, the value goes to...
It plays music?
Is that smoke on the water?
Well, drink out of his neck.
All right, hold on. You know what? I'm going to have to eventually undo it because they eventually leak.
Okay.
And they stink up your house.
All right.
Let's see.
He's going to take
a state liquor seal down the back of Elvis's head.
Big, long one, too.
Uh-huh.
There's Elvis's head. Oh, you know what?
Oh, the
what?
Cork broke?
The cork is still in the back.
So now it's just a headless Elvis.
There's Elvis's head.
How you doing?
Hey.
I got me a little Elvis head.
How great thou art.
How great.
What a friend we have.
Look at that. Jesus.
Well, I don't want to go any deeper because if the cork falls in.
Happy birthday, Professor.
Thank you so much. This is awesome. I'll put this on my Elvis shelf.
Happy birthday, and I'll get you a present next week.
Thank you, Mike. Nice.
Sometime.
Buzz, did you remember?
I did, as a matter of fact.
He got me an awesome gift.
Already he did. Oh, good.
Sorry.
Just before the show.
Elvis. You even told me yesterday. You gave me a heads up.
I did.
I gave him the first and second seasons of Saturday Night Live.
I just couldn't get it on time. I mean, I
couldn't make it on time?
I just didn't have the time.
Mm-hmm. He's a very busy man.
I really was out of time. What's it say on the back?
It says...
the big Elvis thing.
Elvis. And on the front it says, Forever Elvis.
Is that a wind-up music box?
Yeah.
You have to, can you wind it so
I can't place the tune.
Seems to be
maybe
slow.
Maybe it'll pick up the tempo a little bit.
Here we go. This will be the front of it.
Wise men say.
Oh, it is Can't Help Falling in Love With You?
I Can't Help Falling in Love With You.
And that's so true.
That's how I feel, Rob.
And that's how I feel through all of you.
Yeah.
Back into your styrofoam coffin, Elvis.
Is that gonna leak now with the head screwed off?
We shall see.
Happy birthday, Adolf. This is for you.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
The Don and Mike Show.
Ooga, chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga.
I know your love of David Hasselhoff.
A little faster tempo.
Much as all your German brothers love him. God.
What is your problem?
No, Rob likes David Hasselhoff. He's some kind of fag.
I don't think you know him very well. And you called him a homosexual.
Yeah,
Don. Hasselhoff.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags. These kids are fags. I can't believe it. Down, God damn it, they're fags.
They love him in Germany, right?
Damn right.
What makes a Nazi?
Yep.
How does he get that way?
Oh, good old Hasselhoff. God, this is awful.
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
I feel like I'm watching American Idol, I swear to God.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
This is so awful, I swear. You could be watching the show go, Randy, what'd you think?
Y'all better bring it hard tonight.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jackson?
Yeah!
It's rubbish.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz?
I'm responsible for anal leakage.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about that, Buzz. Your tape is right next to the Regis anal leakage tape.
What a coincidence.
Which is right next to the other Regis tape.
I guess the word is anal.
Anal.
Which is next to this one.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
No.
That is so true, Dick.
Right.
What is your problem?
Oh, I agree, Simon. Let's just start the show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Yeah. Thank you, Ed. And hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Ah, welcome.
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 Welcome. Don and Mike show. It's Friday. It's Rob A's birthday. And actually, the day before his birthday. And our phone number, same as it was. Just kind of fade that out.
Okay. You couldn't stand any more of the hair Hasselhoff, huh?
Even I don't like that.
I like him better when he's on the floor of a hotel room in Las Vegas.
Yeah, with his cheeseburger
falling out of his mouth.
No, I'm not.
I'll be fine.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Same as yesterday. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I want to let you know that if you actually push the dump button like 6 or 7 times, it actually rips a hole like right through the space-time continuum. It goes back to the time when Mike is not a fat ass and Don has hair. And also, I wanted to inform you guys that right now I am pushing my phone dump button.
Wow.
Right on.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
An angry young man, they'd say.
And I have to disagree with the caller. Even way back when, I was a bit of a fat ass.
And way back then, I did have what I used to call just a tiny Easter egg-sized bald spot.
A parakeet-sized egg.
It used to be a candy egg-sized bald spot.
A little, little circle. A little circle of thinning hair, not a bald spot.
Just the head of a peep.
You had full hair when we started working together.
Yeah, I sure did.
And then I don't know how long after that you developed just the tiny little area.
And now it's turned into the full-blown George Michael. I'm bald from the back but look like I have hair from the front look. Yes.
I haven't looked at it in quite some time.
Haven't seen the back.
Might I take a peek?
Oh, sure. There you go.
All right.
Here we go. There it is.
Oh, it's not. It's oh, no. Yeah. You sell yourself short. That's when you compare
is,
yourself to King George. That is
what it is.
Palm size.
You have, you're not in Kornheiser League.
No, listen, I want to tell you something. When I go to the beach now, I sit there and, got to put stuff on the top of my head. Sunscreen.
Take solace in the fact that you're not in birthday boy denial about that subject.
We let it go for a day. I was going to say I've spent the better part of 15 years staring at the back of your head, and you know what? I think you could still win a contest against Jim Nantz. Who really has the most balding denial of anybody.
I just like someone who maybe wouldn't know how you would spend 15 years looking at the back of my head unless you were humping me.
Ass up, face down.
Does it still really bother you?
What, my hair?
Yes.
My hair is beautiful.
Can I see the
my hair grows, sir.
Can we just get a lean forward here? When you used to do the football games, that used to be a big subject. Can I just see the at 37 years of age? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Never better.
You know what that is? That is the Mel Gibson movie, Signs.
Is that what that is?
You know when they would see the crop dusters, would see the stuff that had been carved into the crop.
So my
fields.
Head is like a crop circle?
Crop circles. Yeah.
Actually, right now it's making the Ghostbuster sign.
That's terrific.
Do you know the guy that's on...
Kojak?
No.
Paul Schaefer?
He's on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
No, I don't like comedy programs.
And he's got the bald head and then the tiny little bit of hair in the front.
No, I don't know that.
He's just got a wisp of it in front. It looks like where this is going to go, you might hold on to that bunch of hair that you've got right on your widow's peak up there.
You see, what's weird is that I saw a picture of me from like 10 years ago.
Right.
My forehead has gotten huge.
Yeah,
I'm losing hair is up front.
Right.
But up top, solid as a rock.
Uh-huh. He's in denial.
You know where he likes going? He likes going to Egypt. Yeah. So he can go to denial.
Ask my
Holy Asian... dough, I'm going to denial.
Ask my Asian barber. She says it's rubbery.
That's right, because who trusts an Asian more than Rob Spiewak?
When you find a good one, Don. Hold tight.
How can you tell a good Asian, Rob?
It takes years of training.
You know what? You're doing the right thing, though. You keep it close cropped.
Yeah.
And so, like Bruce Willis, it's not going to be that big a deal when it eventually goes away. You're not
going
to have a. This
it's
is
not
this
going
is giving you
anywhere.
No solace.
It's going nowhere.
Away. Oh, come on.
You know, I can look at my father and I can see 20 years in the future and I'll know that my hair will still be
your
there.
Your father has a different makeup than you do.
If we didn't know your father and if we didn't see some basic resemblances like in the eyes.
Mm-hmm. We have those beautiful Spiewak eyes.
We would guarantee that your mom.
She's not bald either.
No. Listen,
your father, your big daddy was your mother's father.
Right, and he had a beautiful head of hair as well.
He did too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I've seen some of the other stalk-ups.
Well, okay, so Sam has no hair. Mm-hmm. That's, you know what that is. That's a hiccup.
But your dad's like a beautiful male model. Your
yes,
dad's,
he is.
Your dad's like, you know that actor Gary Cole?
Yes.
Are you listening, Paul?
Looks yes, like he's him. A very, very handsome man. I'd do him.
Maybe your dad, Bob, is listening out there today. Bob,
you know, he might be. He's on his way to the beach today, so I hope
Bob
he is
Spiewak?
Listening. Yes.
Well, happy birthday to your son tomorrow, Bob. And
are you having your big thing at the beach? Is that what you're doing? No?
No, I'm babysitting while Gary works tomorrow. That's the big thing.
Take a look at yourself in the mirror right now, Bob, and just think about how it is that you look the way you look and how Rob looks the way he looks.
If you're so into the way he looks, what you should do is congratulate his wife, Kathy Spiewak, for landing such a good-looking guy.
Oh, I know. I remember her. You refer to him as the current wife.
That's right. That's his most recent wife.
His most recent wife.
So you have
future ex Mrs. Spiewak.
You have no big plans for the weekend with the celebration of 37 years on this planet.
No, there'll be. I'll drink.
By yourself?
Maybe. It depends. Are the kids there?
That's right.
Maybe. Okay. Somebody might bring me a beer. They're both great about it.
Not getting a sitter for any time on the weekend at all?
I don't think so. My phone's ringing. I don't know who that is.
Now try and duck this one, you duck. Hail Hitler!
Maybe I'll watch cartoons.
Just have some cartoons for Rob here for a moment. They're good all-American cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
Our cartoon guys beat up Hitler.
There he is. He was always causing trouble.
Pandemonium.
Oh, my God.
Du lieber, mein Herr.
Ach, du lieber.
Mein Herr.
And now he screams.
And then it's all over. It's time to get a popsicle.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Happy to me. Yes, thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
You do not look 37. You look younger.
Right.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yep. And that idol last night. Yeah. You know what they call that in my house? They call that Charmin. That is just toilet paper bad. Even with the four contestants that I really kind of wanted to go having their heads cut off last night.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah.
You know, you had mentioned that Paula might do some chatting last night, and I said, no, it's the results show. She never gets to talk. Oh, she did it again.
Yeah, she, really?
She did it. She is just spouting off all the time with her sentence fragments, and it was driving me insane again. But I did like who they voted off, except I have a problem with the rocker girl. I don't like the rocker girl.
What, the Lily Munster lady?
Yeah, because she's always looks like she's like pissed off.
I like her.
I mean, she looks like she's mad. She looks like she's got a problem. Hey, bud, what's your problem?
She, to me, appears to be the only one that maybe is real. The only one that...
Really?
Yeah, the only one that...
I think she looks like she's got some issues.
It's not pre-manufactured, like she came out of the womb to be an American Idol baby and be weaned on the show. And
you had to be thrilled at Danny Noriega getting the booth, though.
I was mad.
Were you were mad?
I'm very mad to see him go.
Oh, I was delighted to see Danny Noriega take a powder.
Guaranteed entertainment every week.
Yeah, but I just don't like him.
I love him.
I do not like him.
Those pouting lips.
I don't know. Emotionally, I'm not into it, and I'm trying to find something here that I can't find now, but it was
not
about
feeling
how,
it, dog.
It was about how last night when they had the beatbox boy come out, that part was taped in advance.
I don't know why, because it sucked anyway.
Yeah, the reason is because the first time he sang the song, apparently.
Forgot the lyrics?
No, there was no audience response.
Oh. I can't imagine. It was the most horrible song. And he was, talk about pitchy.
Yeah.
Is he recording or performing anymore? Or
I don't know.
Does he have a band? Because it looked like he was in week number three.
I mean, we talk about the wheels falling off here, like with our delay system and everything.
Right.
At least on American Idol, like, all their lights work and all their microphones work and everything. Literally, that show is falling apart at the seams, man.
It's horrible. I mean, they don't have the talent that they thought they had. The judges, the judge, as far as I'm concerned, is out of control, and she's not making any sense, and she's pissing everybody off. And they're bringing on the Idol retreads, and they're not even talented. I'm beginning to wonder, have we all been snowed? I mean, were we listening to different people in years past? I mean, did these people did we think they were good just because we were told they were good?
I strongly believe this, that at the beginning, you did have people who were simply unknown talents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now you have people who for 7 years have said, hey, I can do that.
The training
right?
to be a
I can do that. Now they even have their planned, when Simon says something, they got a response already planned for him.
Yeah.
Know whether they should give him crap or not.
You know what? You tapped into something, because this is maybe what it is. It seems to me that when they're all up there, they've got attitudes now. They're not wide-eyed. They're you're right. They're totally prepared, and that's taken the edge off the show.
Especially
you don't have the greenhorns up there. They're completely comfortable.
Especially that little kid that everybody loves that says the one that you think is going to win.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
What's the matter with that kid's mouth? I mean, I hope it doesn't.
David Archuleta?
Yeah, I hope it doesn't come out that he had some sort of like that movie Mask, something makes his mouth all effed up. But I was just looking at that Clutch Cargo mouth last night.
He's had a medical issue. He has had. Do you remember that when he first came on the scene? He had a throat thing where they thought he wasn't ever going to be able to like talk. Well,
then, I'm sure he had his mouth operated. I'm sure that's why he's got
that's
like
why
a
when he
tarred looking mouth
when he breathes.
I heard both Davids, the one you're talking about and the other one, both have record deals, or at least songwriters have been commissioned to write songs especially for.
So
these
those
guys.
Are the only two guys. The Hernandez, is it David Hernandez?
Yeah, right.
And David Archuleta right. are the only two that record companies are showing interest in.
The best thing, Mike, you brought it to my attention, is to just watch Archuleta breathe. He sings, la, 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 la.
And then it's always, oh, gosh, gee. Oh, gee, thank you. I just never thought I'd be here. Oh, shucks. Paul, are you on drugs?
I'm just getting to the point, man. Just speaking for me.
Uh-huh.
You know me, Jackson. I am like a dog, loyal until the end. But if I feel that I have been betrayed, man, I'll turn my back and I'll say, that's it. I'll watch something else.
And you're talking about betrayal in the overall presentation in totality.
Listen,
you're talking about the show just doesn't have it anymore.
I wish they'd be honest. I wish they'd come out and say, frankly, this is not the best group of 24 performers we've ever had.
That would help.
And we're going to be lucky maybe to have one person who's decent, rather than the nonstop JOs when they get up there like, you've got such a fantastic future. No, you know,
we're going through the motions.
A lot of these people have fantastic futures fixing our transmissions and bringing us our meals at Bob Evans.
Yes, and pouring us our coffee.
Yes, and assisting us at Best Buy. That's what a lot of these people have a bright future.
Do you see any of those women that are there this year that have nearly the talent that, say, Melinda Doolittle had last year?
No. And I mean,
do you see any of the women that have the talent that Carrie Underwood
had? No, Carrie Underwood's a true talent. Kelly Clarkson, I guess, is a true talent. You know, no, I don't.
Simon Cowell's got to see the same weaknesses in the show that you're seeing right now. Does he have any influence over the production, or is he just sitting there as talent?
I think even Simon is too close to it to be able to do that. You know, he's fed by it. That's his bread and butter. That's his meal ticket. He's not going to go so far as to say, hello, you all suck. This is the worst we've ever had. I don't think even he would say that.
I don't think they'd let him. Because I've heard him say that. We've had a taste of him on other TV shows saying that.
Right,
they're all garbage.
Yeah, he says that every year.
That
but
they're
that,
all
that's
horrible.
Kind of his shtick. But I don't think he'd say it on the show. And you heard him last week. He was giving rave reviews to a couple of them. And I don't think any of them deserved it.
And I saw the ads last night. They could start their goddamn charity stuff again.
Yeah. Idol gives back, Don.
How about Idol just gives back with what it used to be? Just find people who don't think if it doesn't work out, if it doesn't work out on American Idol, I'll go try out for Big Brother. If it doesn't work out on a Big Brother, I'll go try out for Survivor. And then, well, it'll be time again for me to try out for American Idol again because I didn't make it last year. And then I want to be on The Biggest Loser, and then I want to be on The Apprentice, and then I want to be on a Project Runway. Uh-huh. And, then it's time for my third season, trying out for Idol. I mean, that's what these people are like now.
Yes.
You know what Fair Play told me?
Bring me scripted television.
Yay.
Fair Play told me.
Johnny Fair Play.
Fair Play told me.
You hear what that is? That's the sound of Mike dropping a name.
And that is, imagine if you will, just how pathetic that is.
America's contestant.
That really, in the last 5 years, is the only name I dropped, all right?
John Fairplay.
Fairplay told me that you go out and about in L.A. now, and if you say you are even auditioning for a reality show, he said you're treated like a star. He said it's the most ridiculous thing he's ever seen. That you go out there now because the reality stars are the new it people in Hollywood. That's who people get all excited about. And he was speaking, in his Johnny Fairplay way, specifically about trying to get laid. That was all he was really referring to.
He's probably right in that regard. Well, as far as getting laid, it is the flame that burns the hottest at
the
moment.
Absolutely.
And you got to know that right now, any of those guys from American Idol could walk into a bar and get laid immediately.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it's about. And it seems to be everybody knows how to be on a reality show now.
That would be maybe one of the good residual extras of being on that show. I mean, if you happen to be a guy who could, for whatever reason, make yourself known and stand out year after year, you might go, weren't you that guy from, yes, I was.
But don't you think
how would you like to... Check out the microphone.
But as bright as it burns, I got the
microphone in my Levi's.
I got the distinct impression that it burns bright while you're on and before, you know, if you're going to be on, after you're on.
Not so
it
much.
It tends to,
after you're gone.
To but, flame out a little bit.
Yeah, but after, but here's the thing. After you're on, you're right. It's like any other curve. You got to have a bell somewhere in the curve. But even when you're on the downside,
right,
you're still going to score a higher level of chick.
Maybe on some of the other reality shows. I don't know about American Idol. You know, because I've been around a guy that was on the show, that guy Travis Tucker, who was from where I live. And it seemed to burn out very fast. That was the second name I dropped.
Yeah, it's nice. Nice dropping.
But I
nice
you know
dropping,
what? I'd have to talk to him because he was a cool guy because he went on, you know, that's back in the days, probably one of the last seasons where it was kind of normal. He was a guy that was going to the University of Virginia. He had, you know, he had his life in order as far as what he was going to do. He's giving it a shot, and now he said, you know, "I'm going to go back and you know, finish up at the University of Virginia." That's what he was going to do. Now these people seem to have it's a total strategy, and you get
all part
you know,
of their game
at risk children like Danny Noriega,
Danny
Noriega from the at risk school.
What will happen to him now?
You remember,
Rob? I want to tell you that's an insult. You keep saying that is an insult to my brother.
Well, he was an at risk child.
My brother went.
Thank
to
Thank Christ, he got it together.
My brother went to the Mark Twain School
for at risk children.
They thought my brother might have been retarded, but he wasn't.
It's not
he
retarded.
Was just, he was just yeah. hard to handle.
He was at risk.
He was at risk.
He never turned out like Danny Noriega.
What is at risk? Is that emotionally disturbed? Is that what it is?
They're afraid that they're at risk of not graduating.
Becoming, so that's all it is.
Becoming hooligans.
Stupid kids.
See, at risk sounds like they're going to go on top of a building with a gun or
well,
something.
Well, that would prevent
maybe.
Them from graduating.
Sure.
Do you remember Kevin Covellas?
Oh, yeah.
Chicken Little?
He wasn't at risk, was he?
No, he wasn't. He is still not getting laid. He was on All Access this week.
Kevin Covellas. But Kevin Covellas speaks to what you liked about the show. We liked Kevin Covellas because he was completely an amateur.
Just
he
a
was a
guy
that just they got off the street.
And talking about my brother, him and the other guy from American Idol, he called last night about this Brett Favre thing.
Yeah.
And my brother was really so into it, like, "Dude, are you okay?" I said, "Jimmy, am I okay? What are you talking about?" He said, "Man," and my brother rarely gets serious like this.
I know.
"It must be a sad, sad day in your home." I said, come on, dude. He's a football player.
Yeah, the nice thing about football players is they leave another football.
He's a football player. I said that to him. I said, "When you called me 2 days ago, I told you get me a number 12 jersey. That, you know, I'm gay for the team, not for the player."
Yeah, that's why it goes on and on whenever your favorite players retire.
That was the luckiest lady in the world.
I saw on Caller Ideas, my girlfriend, what'd she want?
She wanted to remind you that now there is an official American Idol summer camp. That you can send your children.
Oh, that's
to
right.
Prepare?
That's yeah. That's right.
Oh, God.
She found that. Thank you, Jan, for calling with that. She found it last night. We were so discouraged, talking about the professionalism of these candidates. Because when they showed the tape of the one guy getting booted off, the good looking guy.
Yeah. The guy with the high voice.
Right. They showed him doing his like Teletubbies show is in Europe or wherever it was, and she went upstairs and Googled, and she came back, and there was at least 5 results. But there is one place, I think it's in Atlanta, and I mean it is, do you want your kid to be on American Idol? Here's the tuition. Here's what you got to do. Can your kid sing? Well, if not, we'll teach him how to sing.
Wow.
We'll teach your kid how to look into the camera. We'll teach your kid how to play to the judges. We'll teach your kid how to pick the right song.
Oh, that's just so gross.
To make it through each particular round.
That ruins it. Ruins everything.
We were sitting there last night. I was so wound up after the after.
What kind of parent would do that? Do you have a phone number? I'm always looking for something for my lovely, wonderful,
sure.
telegenic girls to do over the weekend.
Yeah, you know? The Ramses, man.
Yeah. Dance in your little outfit.
Dance, you little monkey, dance. Now, go on television.
Yeah, you know, when you look at Archuleta's parents, you definitely see that stage parent thing you know, with the dad that always wears the hat.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, we're doing great. How about you?
I'm actually not doing so good, but happy Sweet 16, Rob.
Right on. Why are you not doing so well?
Yeah.
I'm having the worst luck. I swear to God, I think I'm like hexed or cursed or something.
Well, my God, what has happened to you to make you think you've got this horrible luck?
Why, baby? Why, baby?
To sum it up, okay. When I got married in 2004, one of my guests died in the bathroom of the church.
Lonnie, wait, hold it. Now let's slow down. You might be on to something here when you're talking about bad luck. You actually had a guest die in the church where you on the day that you got married?
Oh, yeah, this is just the beginning, yes.
That would not, be a good sign.
Well, you're off to a good start.
Yes, please continue.
I know. Okay.
All right.
After that, my first anniversary, I had a distant family member, not anyone close, but I did have a family member die on my first anniversary.
Wow.
Okay.
Right before I had my daughter in April, my grandmother unexpectedly died of lung cancer. It went from A to Z in 9 days.
Okay, well, now we're having a pity party. Exactly why are you not feeling it today?
Today, this week, I started my new job. I started my new job on Monday.
Oh, great.
Get a call Monday night that my grandfather had a fall down some cement stairs and died.
Oh, and he just died.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what about your job? How's the job going?
It's in a dental office. It sucks. It's boring. Uh-huh. If the job was cool, all the other stuff would be boring.
All right. Now, everything you're talking about, though, are people around you. What about, has anything really bad happened to you, personally? Not that any of that isn't personal, but I mean, I'm just talking about you.
Right.
Have you lost a limb or anything like that?
No physical, deformities, no.
Honey, it's called life. Deal with it, please. Plus, you work in a dentist's office. Break into the meds. Okay, sermon over.
Bye!
Pep talk over?
Dismissed. Yeah.
Pep talk over, please.
Boy, when I think about working in a dental office, I think about the dental office that Rob and Buzz and I go to.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I'm long overdue.
I'd work there.
I think I got to roll back in there and see all the little assistants that flit around there.
That's right.
It's worth getting your teeth polished.
You guys go to that place where they work as like half dentist, half like novelty shop, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hello,
exactly.
Don and Mike show. Really, you guys always talk about like they have you use like pens that have buzzers in them and stuff.
Oh, that's not the part I like. I just like the sexual talk.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yo, you there?
Yo.
Hey, Don's Mike. Happy birthday, Rob. Hey, I'm with you guys on that idol thing. I got a 15-year-old girl and a 9-year-old girl, and they won't watch it unless we TiVo it and fast forward through Paula Abdul's talking.
It's the only way, really, to watch it now, and I recommend that highly. I mean, I can't believe. Do you still watch the show with commercials?
No.
Yeah, it's impossible to watch it with commercials.
No, and even like last night, I just fast forward through everything.
I fast forward through. I watched that in 15 minutes.
Beatbox boy. Yep. Where's Simon? Okay, there he is. Okay.
High voice boy singing his final song. Yeah, the George Michael song. Yeah, it's easy.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
It's easy.
Nice TiVo. Hello. What's happening?
Hello.
Oops. Hi there, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Yes, it's you. You're on the air.
What a booty.
All right, Grease, figure out when you're on the air, okay, Grease?
I thought sure it was that lady's grandfather.
Hello, Donna Mike show. One more call. We got to hit a break. Hello.
Hey, Donnie.
Hi there, buddy.
I can equate Brett Favre leaving with you leaving.
Yeah, except he's one of the all-time greats, and I'm a schmuck.
Oh, well, no, you're not a schmuck.
I've listened to you for 20 years, man. It's like a buddy leaving.
Thank you, my friend. You know what?
And we're retiring your number as well.
Mm-hmm. Number 69.
Yeah, baby. 69 on the back of that bathrobe.
No, I want my number. Number 3. If you remember me for anything.
That's right.
Peter North. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'll frame it.
Ooh, I think he like 10 to 12 times at one point.
That's a great idea. We'll put the number 3 up in the corner. We'll have you sign something down at the bottom. Maybe
I'll sign it with my love.
So you're ahead of the game, so you jumped ahead because you're greedy that way.
Sorry.
You jumped ahead because you know what I'm going to say. I was going to say bring in a game-worn towel. You know, game-used towel from home.
You'll have no trouble attaching it.
Sure, stand
it
up
ceiling.
In the corner by itself. Break yourself off a piece.
Yes, yeah, and up in the corner is Don Geronimo's number 3.
Hard and crusty. And Rob? Hopefully not hard and crusty. Don't we have a lovely, lovely lady coming by to celebrate your birthday today?
Oh, someone's at the door, perhaps.
Your B-I-R-F-D-A-Y. Your big birthday.
Hello.
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 I'd love to have a nude.
Now, we did request an Afro-American.
Yes.
Because it'd be great for Rob.
Sure.
Not sure on last minute Also, Buzz.
Yes.
Because you know how Rob is.
Uh huh.
Stand by. We may have to go to you as our emergency replacement.
We know how much you hate that.
If you must, I'll be ready.
Because I don't think Rob's run it by the old lady yet.
Ah, dear.
What's the deal? What's the dilly, yo?
That was summer.
Ah.
Sweet. Like a summer's breeze.
Really?
There's a little bit of slow traffic getting off the Beltway, but she should be here in about 10 minutes or so.
Is summer? Ah. Has summer been here before?
Actually not.
Ooh.
How about that?
That's a, is she of African-American persuasion?
She is not.
She is not.
Okay.
So right. what do you think? Are you going to take the bullet or are we going to go to our second stringer?
Buzz was so generous with me, I would like to be generous with him.
Very good.
All right, Buzz.
He might need someone to mic it.
You're a real buzz.
Ah, very good. You get the best of both worlds.
So there you are.
Buzzy gets the big one.
Buzzy gets the big one.
Who's the big winner?
Buzz
is the big winner.
Prepare to be humiliated in that oh so good way.
Oh, it's sweet.
And that's how you fix American Idol too. How about when they lose, they got to start to. Every time you sing bad, you have to take off some of your clothes. Oh, and I watch that.
Or how about the going out song? It's a full striptease.
That'd be nice.
God, it would be amazing. And you really, the way you should do it is you should vote for the people you want off.
That's right.
Not your favorites.
I
and
agree.
Then they have to strip, and so all we'd be doing was be voting for the pieces of ass.
Vote for the ones you hate.
Right, exactly.
Are you looking for it on the web right now, Buzz? Or
no,
what,
no, just, I hadn't yet, no.
Are you just playing with the web?
Yes. No, just
is he looking for summer?
I was
moving. He's just posing. He's just doing one of his, like, Gap poses.
He's got the Calvin Klein white T-shirt.
Yeah, quite often that would not Gap. It's Calvin Klein. Quite often, right. Look, it's like you're posing for some sort of ad.
That's just the way I look, Don.
When we break away, Buzz, I can show you a picture of Summer in the producer's room.
Have you seen a picture of Summer already,
I have,
Rob?
I've seen four.
Rob seems like he's pretty jacked about Summer.
Well, it's not Mercedes. we've seen a lot of Mercedes.
Say no more.
We have.
Very nice.
Man, I love
God
Arby's.
Yep.
I love Arby's. Mm-hmm. Arby's roast beef.
Me too. But order it rare.
That's a little plug for Arby's.
Right.
God bless Arby's.
We've had it rare, and we've also had it very overdone.
God bless all those animals that got turned into Arby's roast beef.
Cows?
I don't know. Is it beef?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, beef.
Yeah,
beef.
Roast beef.
Roast beef.
Roast beef.
Right. Well, that's the specialty. So they serve rare roast beef at Arby's.
Try the horsey sauce.
Oh. And everybody that stops by gets a free lollipop.
Well, don't hit the button, darling. Don't hit the button. Back at the station.
No, we're not saying nothing.
No need to hit the button. We're in control here now, gentlemen. Commercials, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.